Titans from the Super Bowl.
Andy Austin bought his home in Indy's St. Clair Place neighborhood 4 years ago. He says several things attracted him to the area.
From a financial, you know, position, it was very attractive. Also, I liked the neighbors. I liked how much they were involved in the neighborhood.
But for Austin and neighbor Leanna Kruska, who bought her house around the same time, moving in came with a catch. The seemingly abandoned house across the street.
People knocked out the front windows. People were knocking all hours of the night. You know, it was very apparent what was going on here. But again, it was hard to prove what was going on without photographs, police runs.
They suspected drug activity. They called the police and they called often. But each time police responded, they were unable to verify whether these mischief makers lived there legally. This is one root of the blight plaguing St. Clair Place and similar neighborhoods. A concerned neighbor can know which property is a problem. They know its address. But Austin says finding an owner to contact about problems with the property can be nearly impossible.
There are several different city websites that you can look for information. Sometimes it's not up to date. We kind of have to do a little detective work to find the history of the house, who has it, who's supposed to have it.
So after the state legislature lifted a moratorium on the creation of landlord registries early last year, the city-county council established one for Indianapolis. The registry went live the first of this year and is maintained by the Department of Code Enforcement. Landlords are now required to register with the city, paying $5 a year for each rental parcel, and identifying an in-state contact associated with that property.
The purpose of this was so that we would have a point person who is ultimately responsible for this property.
That's Democratic City County Councilor Zach Adamson, a co-sponsor of last summer's registry ordinance. He says most opposition to the registry came from rental associations, but also from some small operators fearing the registry penalizes people like them. Adamson says legitimate landlords have nothing to worry about.
It makes it harder for landlords who are scofflaws regarding our codes for property ownership to continue to rent on large scales oftentimes, despite the fact that they have multiple violations.
But some feel the registry doesn't go far enough. For example, the ordinance didn't establish any inspection program that would be used to enforce it. There is a $500 fine for landlords who don't register, but it's hard for the Department of Code Enforcement to know who to fine if a landlord doesn't sign up. Adamson blames the General Assembly for the registry's limitations.
My fear is that the legislature made it very, very difficult for us to be impactful as we really could. As impactful as we can possibly do this, we have made it.
It doesn't have enough teeth. I mean, from my perspective, it doesn't have enough teeth.
That's John Franklin Hay, Executive Director of Near East Area Renewal, or NEAR, a nonprofit that rehabs neglected properties for resale to low-income homebuyers. He says he wishes the ordinance would have gone further, but it's better than nothing.
It's one tool that has the capability of, in some very specific cases, turning a corner on the behavior of some bad landlords.
Back at St. Clair Place, Austin and Kruska hope that's the case. After all the time logging complaints about the property across the street, it was finally raided during a citywide law enforcement sweep last summer. It now sits empty once again, awaiting demolition or redevelopment. But Austin says he and Kruska wonder if the issue could have been resolved long ago, if they'd only known who to contact. Especially as the area experiences revitalization, they hope the registry could help speed up that process.
Because as the neighborhood starts to come up, the discrepancy between the houses that are being well-maintained and are owner-occupied versus, you know, these problems, these ones become stick out like a sore thumb, basically.
They both agree the registry might not be the only solution for removing the blight that dots their neighborhood streets, but it's one tool they think could make a difference that they didn't have this time last year. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.